deep in the mirror to find everything that isn't right with myself. God only knows I've tried to fight it, fight it. It's just the world that's always crying, crying. The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you be playing with the fire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Looks like you got somewhere to be. People you need to see, gotta keep up. They say image is everything, making it hard to think that you're enough. God only knows you've tried.
Jesus gave me the power to face all of my trials. So let the devil reign. I'm an overcomer. Satan cannot take what I've found. I've anchored in Jesus. I'm gonna stand my ground. Jesus said I could do it, so it's done. And then he gave me the power to overcome. I'm gonna overcome. I know that I can make it, for the battle has already been won. Jesus gave me the power to face all of my trials. So let the devil rage. I'm gonna overcome. Now don't you listen to what Satan has to say. For if you can hold on, there's help on the way. As before you win a race, you've got to run. So just put your faith in Jesus, and you're sure to overcome. I'm gonna overcome. I know that I can make it. So the battle that's already been won. Jesus gave me the power to face all of my trials. So let the devil rage. I'm gonna overcome. Yes, I'm gonna overcome. I know that I can make it, for the battle has already been won. Jesus gave me the power to face all of my trials. So let the devil rage. I'm gonna overcome.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You know, when you thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes I forget, God. People are coming on the line because I've been up so long and I've been praying with who's ever here. And I've been commanding them spirits to come under subjection in the name of Jesus. But God, I welcome everybody here this morning. And God, I'm really, really, really excited to tell them how you taught me how to overcome something yesterday. It was great. It was just great. Great. Oh, can y'all bear with me just for one song? Just one more song, please? Bear with me.
If you drive your car, you'll pay
Don't do it. Brothers and sisters, listen. You know, when God lets you get something, you know, and you get it, and then you really, really get it, I want you to get this morning. Pray right now, wherever you are. God, let me get this morning. I gotta get it. Okay, listen. Now, I'm always telling you all it's the truth, how much God loves you. And I know so many of you have unique and special giftings. And I know that nobody else's is like anybody else's. And so it just never hit me. It never hit me. Until I had to fight in the spirit last night. Last night, somebody came at me in the spirit realm. I'm telling you the truth. Listen to me. Now, every now and then, you know, a good fight feels pretty good anyway with me. And they didn't know me. They don't know me. They didn't know that I'm one of the original spirit warfighters because I coined the term. Praise God. So last night, they going to come at me really thinking that I was a naive believer. And they knew I was mature because I had visions and dreams, you know, blah, blah, blah. But because Satan, through pride, always messes people up. And the way he messes people up is he makes people think, ain't nobody else got this but you. You the only one got this. That ain't true, brothers and sisters. So, yesterday, I had my last volunteer. Because, see, some volunteers I schedule indifferently than others because I know the tactics of the devil. I know how he works. I know how he works. And whatever I think I know, it's nothing. It is nothing in comparison to the new stuff he comes up with. It ain't new to him. He over 2,000 years old, but it's new to me. I'm only 71. So when the person who came for the last volunteer, when they got on the plane, I don't even know. I think it was after they got on the plane because I just kept praying for them while they were waiting for the plane to leave. all of a sudden, I started feeling, see, I know the difference between regular tiredness. I know the difference between regular fatigue, but I really know what demonic fatigue is, it feels like, and I know how it works. So I began to feel some demonic fatigue. I began to feel some demonic weights. Now, I know I just went through a marvelous deliverance. The person got free from 45-year-old bondage. And I mean, they done been to all kind of deliverance ministers and people that prayed for them. But you see, this was a hidden work of darkness. So God exposed the hidden work of darkness, brought it to the light. The person got free, and I'm watching the person because I know that there's still some more. But they wasn't ready for no more, so you can only go as far as the person is ready to allow you to go, and as far as God is will allow you to go. So I said, God, is it coming from that? God said, I just want you to just rest. Now, you know, I'm not a person, I don't really love rest, and I really don't love sleep either, but I know you have to rest, and I know you have to sleep. So I stretched out on the couch in the fellowship. And the minute I closed my eyes, God opened up the spirit realm. I mean, he opened it wide open. And I said to myself, uh-oh, this is not good. Meaning, when God does that, for me, everybody is different now. I'm just sharing with you my experience, how he works with me. When he does that, I know I better get myself ready for a battle. But then what they did, they tried to transfer through Brother Joe, who they don't know nothing about. They tried to transfer through Jose, which was really hard for him this time, but they did do it. And there's a reason that they could do it, and I have to tell you about that later. And all they were trying to unloose on me was confusion, chaos. But if they could have, they would have unloosed some sickness and disease. They would have unloosed anything to cause my anointing to be abated. But they never seen my anointing. This is what's so crazy. So I'm laying there and I'm geared up. And God began to answer a question before it ever even came out of my mind. God said, I bet you want to know why this is happening, don't you? I said, yeah. He said, I want you to think about something. He said, see all those people that I've used you to bring up to me, that I've used you to educate and deliver and bring restoration. I said, yeah. He said, do you know the devil wants all of them? I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, I called you to minister to a special group of people. You're not special. They're special. I said, okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. He said, don't you know that Satan has been trying to destroy them and been unable to because I have protected them all these years? Just like that lady that just left. I said, wow. He said, and then when I get them to this sanctuary here, he didn't even say church, he said, this sanctuary here. He said, this is a place of refuge. He said, it's not just, you didn't set it up as just a church, because I didn't set it up in you to set it up as just a church. This is a place of refuge and restoration. Okay. He said, now what they had to do, they figured they had to knock your husband off because he's your covering. And then they had to knock Jose off because of everything that you that he has learned from being right here with you. And then they figured they'd have free reign, they being the devil and his demons, to knock off all those people that you have educated that still don't know how much they have and still not accepting the reality of who they are in me. I said, God, thank you. He said, now you got to fight this one here, brothers and sisters. They actually came at me in the spirit, not astral projecting. They came in actual. You see, God was showing me my presence is everything, Erica. It is my presence. It is my presence. My presence abides here. They want what comes through my presence. So I said, okay. He said, you got to fight this one. I got to go. I said, Lord, they're going to think I lost my mind for real. I ain't hear nothing else. All of a sudden, person and they whole posse, they whole crew manifested in front of my eyes. And like some of you, I got so fascinated looking at them first, realizing this is how they do this. Thank you, Jesus. This is how they do this. This is how it works. And boy, I went into warfare. And as I went into warfare in the spirit, I saw him morphing. I saw him, God just exposing the ugliness in him for what it really was. God, just all those spirits, brothers and sisters, as the Holy Ghost knocked them off one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. And I watched it. I watched God's power. It wasn't really God. It was his power. Dissipate them. They were dissipated one by one. And when it got down to the last one looked at me with disgust. And you know what? Then I heard the Holy Ghost say, this is what it means, Erica, to let the Lord fight your battles. This is what it means, Erica, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And I just said, oh, hallelujah. And then, by then it was about 3 o'clock, and I 3:30, and I woke Brother Joe up, I woke Jose up, I said, meet me in the sanctuary. I explained to them, they took themselves through deliverance, hallelujah. I sat down here because I had to, you know, I had to type up something for this morning. But I'm so happy. And wait till you see what he gave me. Wait. But you know the most important thing? I say, God, you did this because you love us. He said, yes. He said, yes. I said, oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. You don't win in the spirit realm like you do down here in this lower level earth. You don't fight the same. the fight and the winning comes because of your confidence in God. I'm so filled up this morning. Filled up. Whoa! Think they got to fight in heaven. God say your battle is an earthbound battle. Your battle is with those lower natured disembodied spirits on the earth. And that's why I sent my son Jesus, so that he could defeat them. And then your battle is through his battle. And it's not, you're not battling for me. You're not battling for Jesus. You're battling to maintain your position that I have already given you on earth.
Nobody like it. Nobody.
I'm so excited. I started typing, and God said, I want you to type. I think I had to type three things. He said, I'm going to fill in the blanks for you later, meaning I'm going to get the book. But the first one was the transformational power of love. The transformational power of love. The other one was, let me think if I put it, in here, but God was quickly, briefly showing me how he's going to show me how love transforms. And then he said, I can't remember what the other one is, but I did write it and just went on to this. Because see, when he gave me this, first he said, Jesus the truth. Jesus the truth. And I said, okay. And he said, yesterday when I had you do that deliverance on self-sabotaging, I wasn't going to let nothing steal or sabotage what had taken place this week. But then I noticed as I was talking to Wes, that the devil was immediately trying to, remember, he immediately comes trying to steal. So I realized he was trying to sabotage him. But you see, this time, he had the book that I did while he was here, the book his book. So all I had to do was say, go back to the book, go over the book. And then I got a text back later from him about God having healed his skeleton. So you see what God is doing. He's taken my 31 years, and now he's showing me how things that happened during that 31 years will never, ever, ever have to happen again. And so then when I had to actually fight in the spirit realm by myself, mind you, just Jesus, the Holy Spirit, because God wasn't fighting. God wasn't with me in the fight, because God don't have to fight, like he told me. I'm God. Heaven is my home. You think I'm going to let some imbalance? You think I need human, earthly help from down there? No, Erica, it don't work like that. It does not work like that. So then he said, does this offend you? Does this offend you? I said, does this offend me? Then he said, go to John chapter 6, verse 61 through 68. It says, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, here it is, doth this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Here it is. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore I said unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. That's Jesus ministering there. Then the Holy Spirit said, go to Isaiah 28. God is ministering here, Erica. Woe. Oh, yeah, the Holy Spirit has said to me, don't let any man steal your crown. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Remember, I said I was going to deal with alcoholics and smoking. But God gave me this because this is the preparation for that. But just listen. Where did I stop at? Let me see. 28 again. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fat valley, shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Look at this. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through it, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. Again, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore, be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts of consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Give ye ear and hear my voice. Hearken and hear my speech. Doth the plowman plow all day to sow? Doth he open and break the clods of his ground? When he had made plain the face thereof, doth he not cast abroad the pitches and scatter the cumin, and cast in the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rye in their place? His God, get this, for his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him. For the pitches are not thrashed with the thrashing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about upon the cumin, but the pitches are beaten out with a staff and the cumin with a rod. Bread corn is bruised because he will not ever be threshing it nor break it with the wheel of his cart nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Brothers and sisters, that was God. God sent Jesus, Luke chapter 9, verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just, justified in Christ, shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Therefore, behold, I will cause this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7. And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. He said, now I want you to end it with this. John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth. And the truth that you know shall make you free. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus is ministering to you here. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man may cometh unto the Father but by me. Holy Spirit said, I'm to ask you this question. If Jesus is the truth, if Jesus is your truth, then the Holy Spirit wants you. Please post this in the chat room. The Holy Spirit wants you to ask Jesus to reveal himself to you and to ask Jesus to show you how that his truth should look in your own life, in your own everyday affairs. Did you hear me again? Post this for me. Three people. Holy Spirit said, if Jesus is the truth, if Jesus is your truth, the Holy Spirit wants you to ask Jesus to reveal to you, to show you how his truth should look in your own life and in your own everyday affairs.
Whatever you want, God.
Post it in the chat room. I got it.